With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Hamas militants released 17 hostages, including 13 from Israel. The captive in the Gaza Strip, Israel freed 39 Palestinian prisoners in return. A container ship owned by an Israeli billionaire has come under attack by a suspected Iranian drone in the Indian Ocean. An American defense official says the drone exploded, causing damage to the ship, but not injuring any of its crew. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden will begin the week facing more bad poll numbers.
The latest Real Clear Politics average of national polls continues to find President Biden's approval rating underwater. The RCB poll found that only 40.6% of those surveyed approve of the job he's doing as president, while 55.5% disapprove. That's a spread of a negative 14.9%. It should also be noted that Mr. Biden is 3.1% below where former President Donald Trump was at this point in his presidency. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, New York Congressman George Santos expects to be expelled from Congress following a scathing report by the House Ethics Committee that found substantial evidence of lawbreaking.
The comments on Friday came during a three-hour conversation on X Spaces, which was formerly Twitter, in which Santos lashed out at colleagues and described the committee's report as slanderous. House investigators said Santos used campaign funds for personal purposes and caused the campaign to file false or incomplete reports. On Friday, he said he had done the math on the votes and that it doesn't look really good. Julie Walker, New York.
Ukrainian military officials say Russia's launched its most intense drone attack on Ukraine, mostly targeting Kyiv. SRN News. A controversial new program from a California counseling service.
San Francisco-based Outlet has set up an online forum where young people can come together to discuss homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual topics. That might be concerning enough, but the program is open to anyone from the ages of 14 to 25. Some parents' groups are reacting with alarm, pointing out it is potentially dangerous to have children discussing sexuality with adult strangers online. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The largest Christian university plans to fight a $38 million fine by the federal government over allegations it misrepresented the exact cost of its programs. If Grand Canyon University's appeal with the Education Department fails, the Phoenix-based school's prepared to file a federal lawsuit. They say the school's being targeted because of its faith affiliation. It's the university president calling the fine ridiculous. This is SRN News. A judge strikes down an effort to enshrine abortion in Nevada's constitution.
Carson City District Court Judge James Russell has ruled that a proposed ballot initiative is too broad. The petition would have amended the state constitution to include the fundamental right to abortion, childbirth, postpartum care, birth control, vasectomy, and tubal ligation. The judge found that the amendment was a clear violation of Nevada's single subject rule. Pro-abortion groups are considering their options and may make an appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Ohio's new constitutional protections for abortion access and other reproductive rights take effect, December 7th. The amendment was passed by voters with a 57% majority on November 7th, but it did not repeal any of the existing Ohio laws relating to abortion or reproductive rights. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.